We're learning Masechet Daf Zayin on Beis, and we're continuing from the first wide, second wide line on the Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Eliezer Ba'Aba. That we pass on Rav Eliezer in four different Mishnayos, and we'll see it in Dafkan say the Tyrus. There are four places we pass on Rav Eliezer. Chada D'Amaron. One case is this case of the four ladies at Daya Shaita. We pass on Rav Eliezer over Rav Yeshua. That's the first case. Ve'idach, in other cases, it says in the Mishnah later on, Hamakasha Kama Teshafa. The halach is that if someone sees in her 11 days, Be'nida L'nida, if she sees three times, then she's called a Zava. What happens if Isha is pregnant and she's actually seeing down while she's pregnant and she's in labor? She thinks she's in labor and she sees down on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The halacha is if she gives birth right after that, she's not a zava. Why not? Because we say that those three dam were not dam ziva. It came from labor. And the halacha is that dam ziva has to come naturally. It can't come from something, from kishu haleda, from that it was, had the pains, the birth pains. It has to come naturally. So what's the halacha? Let's say she sees dam Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and she doesn't give birth on Tuesday night. She gives birth on Thursday. Then Svegala Mafreya, she was a Zava. And therefore, what's an afternoon she's a Zava? After she has the baby, she has to have Shivan Akiyim. Usually after the baby, you don't need Shivan Akiyim, Medina de Gemara. But here she'll have to have Shivan Akiyim, because maybe she became a Zava before. Shaila is, how many hours in between the dam to the baby, do we say it was from the baby or was not from the baby? That's the question. Hamakasha kama teshafa v'tei Zava. Someone who's in labor, how much time does it have to calm down and then we'll say that she's a Zava? So Rav Eliezer says, Ma'eis leis, the Rav Eliezer, 24 hours. And there's a Rav Yeshua there that argues. So, Balacha Kedvarav, I mean, passing like Rav Eliezer. The Mishnah speaks that also, Balacha Kedvarav. That's the second case we pass like Mishnah. What? They need a night and day consecutively that you didn't see. That's what he says. So there we paskin like Rav Eliezer. It says first Mishnah Lach Gedvara. So we have our Mishnah that says Lach Rav Eliezer. We have another Mishnah later on, also Lach Rav Eliezer by Isha who's Makasha Leilid. Beidach. Beidach. Hazav vahazava Shabbat. The third case like this. We know that by Shiv Nakim you have to make Bedikas. Beidach. Hazav vahazava Shabbat Guatzvan Yom Rishon Umotsu Tar Yom Shvi. Matzatar, Yerim Shvi Matzatar, Vashar Yom Le'batku. What's the halacha? She has to make a bedika Shiv Nakim. She has to make a bedika all 7 days, right? She forgot to make a bedika. She made a bedika on the first day, and she made a bedika on the last day. The first and seven. One and seven. What's the halacha? Rav Eliezer Eimer Harei L'Becheskes Taira. It's fine. She's Becheskes Taira. We can assume she didn't see in between, and she'd go to the mikvah. It's a good Shiv Nakim. Rav Yeshua Eimer, you only get 2 days. You have to make another 5 days of v'dikas. You only get 2 days. Which is an interesting shita, because Manashach, if you saw a dam in between, how do you count Yom Rishon? But, and if you didn't see a dam, it should be enough. But that's what it says. Rabbi Kiva Taka says, maybe you saw a dam in between, you only count the seventh day and that's it, because you didn't make v'dikas in between. So it's a three-way of achleikas, if you yaitzer with one and seven or not. One man says 1 and 7 is enough. The other man says that it counts as 2. The other man says only counts as 1. V'tanya, Roshim Reishu Eimer, Eimrim, Nirin the Rele, the Rav Yeshua. It's a brisa that says, Roshim Reishu say, that we paskin like Rav Eliezer, more than Rav Yeshua. V'divrei Rav Akiva, v'divrei Kula. Really, he says like this, I really like Rav Eliezer better than Rav Yeshua, because Rav Yeshua makes no sense. Because if you count it as 2, then it should be mutter in between also, because if she would have seen, she shouldn't count over 1 either. But he says, I happen to like Rabbi Kiva the best, because Rabbi Kiva makes the most sense, because you don't have bedikas in those days. But the Brisa fears us, we pass the Rabbi Eliezer. So we have a third example of passing Rabbi Eliezer. We have our Mishnah, which speaks of Rabbi Eliezer by the Daya Shaita, the four things Daya Shaita, four ladies Daya Shaita. We have a second case of Hamakasha, Kam Teshof, and Meis Leis. And Alak Rabbi Yeshua says, Laila V'yoyim consecutively, which is different than Meis Leis. And the third case is a case of Bdikas Hashem Nakiyim that also passed Rabbi Eliezer according to the Raisa. What's the fourth case? V'idach, the Tanah went into the Mishnah. The halacha is that Mashkin really is always a Rishon L'Tumah, because the Mashkin became Tumah less of a Masharet. It's a Rishon L'Tumah. Could a Rishon be Metama Kalim? No. Rishon called Metama Oichlin. A Rishon cannot be Metama Kalim. But the halacha is Mashkin, a Mashkin that's a Rishon, Chazal Masakin, that it could be Metama Kalim. It could be metallic kalim. There are some limitations to this tumah because they wanted to show it's only tumah derabanan. You won't burn truma on it. We'll see in a second. There are some limitations to it, but the halacha is that it could be metame kalim. So the tnan, acharei amashkin shnitum mashkin, acharei kalim shnitum mashkin. You have kalim that got tummy from mashkin. So now the keli technically is a sheni letuma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer metame mesamashkin. The keli could be metame mashkin. Why? Because halacha is another halacha. There's two dinim of mashkin. First of all, mashkin that got tummy from avatoma can metame kalim. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is a sheni that touched the mashkin makes the mashkin into a rishon. Interesting halacha. A sheni usually can't be metame oichlo mashkin. We say it touches mashkin and becomes a rishon. So here you have a keli, it's a sheni. But let's say metame is a mashkin, it makes mashkin tame. But it doesn't make the oichel possible. It means even if it's truma, which is lawson possible, even if it's truma, well, not, yeah, and usually truma becomes possible from a sheni. This type of sheni will not become possible with truma. Why not? Because this sheni came from mashkin, which is not a real, it's not a real sheni, this sheni. Because it shouldn't have been tame. Since it's only the rabbanon, it will not pass all the oichel. And the Gemara elaborates, "Matam is a mashkin v'lechulin." So, "Matam mashkin even chulin," because that's lacha mashkin. Ve'im poisim v'echem v'lo truma. Even truma will not become possible from this keli. Rav Meshua says, "Nah, sekal chaymer." Rav Meshua aimer, "Matam is a mashkin poisim v'echem." And this, it's matam is a mashkin pashut. Or poisim v'echem also. What's the raya? Rav Meshua kal chaymer. Umat v'lo yoyim. The lacha is that even though a sheni we said makes a mashkin to rishon, there's an exception to the rule. T'vul yoyim, which is a sheni, does not make mashkin into a rishon. That's the Gemara says in the Gemara says in Sechel Shabbos. Does not make it until Yom. Umat Vol Yom Sheinim Matam Mashkin Chulin. Even though Umat Vol Yom does not Matam Mashkin Chulin at all. Poislach Chuma, but if it touches Chuma, will make it Oichlum of Chuma will make it possible. Achayri Kalim, the Kalim that became Tamei from Mashkin, Shem Matam Mashkin that can make other Mashkin Tamei. Shouldn't for sure pass the truma to kavah chaymer. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Acharei kelim derabanan. Acharei kelim. That whole thing that the kelim are tamei sheni. It's only derabanan. But tol yoyim is deraisa. Derabanan mid deraisa living in kavah chaymer. You can't learn out a derabanan from deraisa. You can't make kavah chaymer. The mid deraisa ain't oichem matamakli. Ain't mashkem matamakli. There's no such thing as oichem matamakli. Mashkem matamakli. Rabbanon said here, Mashkin made this kli tamei. Rabbanon the Gaza gzeira, but Mashkin the zav v'zava. They made a gzeira. Since it's the zav is very common, and his Mashkin is very common, it means the spit or the meira glayim of a zav is tamei deraisa. It's the avatoma. It can make kalim tamei. So since it was very normal to have Mashkin, they were guys in all Mashkin. So Mashkin alulim kavatoma goes Rabbanon oichlim, but oichlim is also precedent by zav by oichlim. So oichlim ain't alulim kavatoma. Only goes Rabbanon. There's no gzeira. Only the Mashkin. So therefore, we say like this: the Mashkin is a gzeira. The Rabbanon makes keli tame, and the keli tame does not have enough power to make other Mashkin tame. Ah, you ask him tol yoyim is the rice to gatoma. Therefore, that gives me tama truma. Mashainkein. What I said was that the kelim don't have enough power to metama oichlim, even truma. Can metama mashkim, not oichlim. Can metama oichlim. So don't ask me, I tful yoyim is metama oichlim. And even though tful yoyim is not metama mashkim, metama oichlim. No, tful yoyim is the raisa. Don't bring a raya from tful yoyim. Now, why did it say achayri kelim? Well, maishno achayri kelim. Why did it say the mashkim touch the back of the keli, the knockout? Meshum the keli. Wanted to, because only by achayri kelim, which is kuladik, that is when it's not metama oichlim. The tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. Kli shenitma ma'achar v'mashkin. We said it's a chiddush. Mashkin that's matama keli is a chiddush because mashkin again is a rishon. Rishon is not matama a keli. But it's a chiddush that the rabbanon said it's matama keli. So it has a limitation. What's the limitation? Kli shenitma ma'achar v'mashkin. Only the achar is tamei. But the toiche, the inside, the oznoi, that's the handle shaped like an ear, like a human ear. Ognoi, the lip. Yadav is like a long handle. All those parts of the keli is tahirim. Only the back is tahar. Is tamei, but nitva toicha. If the inside became tamei from the mashkin, then kulei tamei. The whole thing's tamei. They made a limitation to give it a heker. That's not real tuma. So therefore, the Mishnah that says that achayre kelim only that's when it's not matame oichlim because there's limit because it's a limited tuma. It's only a tuma achayre kelim. But if you matame from the inside, then it would be matame other oichlim like tuma. Ad kan the Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer is Mechadish to us, Augustine of Yeshua, and he holds that's not Paisal Chuma. A Kel is not Paisal Chuma. And here also Shmuel says he passed like Rabbi Eliezer. What's the difference between the fourth case and the other three cases? The difference is, all three cases were a Mishnah or a Brisa says Loch Rabbi Eliezer. Here, it's not Mefurish. Here, it's not Mefurish. Here, it's Shmuel himself saying. What are you talking about here? Zog the Gemara, Mike Kamashwan Shmuel Vakulu. But Mike Mashwan Shmuel. Shmuel said there's four cases we're passing like Rab Eliezer. What is he trying to say? It's a first submission to passing Eliezer. What's a chiddush? Vakulu, it's not Hilchasa. Everything says Mefurish, that's the halacha. Oh, you're going to tell me this Mishnah over here by Achari Kalim, this Mishnah in Tyrus that doesn't say they're Mefurish, and that's Shmuel's Chiddush. So, Lame Hilchasa Karolaza, Achari Kalim, make it simple. Say, Shmuel, Omar Shmuel, Halacha Karolaza, Achari Kalim. What do you have to say? Four cases? So, we see from here, you can't learn out Halacha Lamaisa from a Mishnah. From a Mishnah you can't learn Halacha Lamaisa. And Rashi explains why. Because the Tanoim didn't go into everyone else's Shita and figure it out to make a Hachra. They only knew their Shitas, and that's it. Masha'enki and the Maroim, the Gemaras afterwards, they dissect everyone's Shita. When they say Halacha like someone, that has Halacha Lamaisa. But a Mishnah says Halacha Kedvara, it's not Halacha Lamaisa because they didn't dissect everyone's Shita to have the Koyach of the Hachra. And that's what Shmuel is saying, Halacha to everyone. Adam Mishnah says it, without Shmuel, we wouldn't know that. We need Shmuel to say Halacha Kerav Eliezer by all the cases.